Thank you, Mike. Our final news stories include some good news for Norwich's pubs and also its football team. Well, it is about time.
Actor Gillian Dean is set to play a blind woman in a summer drama thriller, using her own visual impairment to bring extra realism to the role. And 2 weeks later, she will play a fully sighted character in a classic comedy using stagecraft and support from fellow cast members so her disability is not noticeable. Ms. Dean, 42 and from Lakenham, is rehearsing both roles at Sheringham Little Theatre this month. In the play Wait Until Dark, she plays blind Susie, who lives alone in her London flat and is targeted by three desperate con men. In Table Manners, she is Annie, who is trying to spend an illicit weekend with her brother-in-law. Ms. Dean said, "Thumbs up for the Little Theatre for casting a visually impaired person to play Susie." Play director Brendan Murray said, "A sighted actor can represent a blind person on stage, but Gillian's real-life experience is teaching us how to portray things from a genuine, visually impaired perspective." Gillian, who grew up in Taverham, has been losing her sight to a degenerative eye condition since she was the age of 7, but it has not let her stop her living a full life, working in front of house and manager roles at Norwich Playhouse and The Garage after gaining an honours degree in contemporary theatre. Table Manners is from the 23rd to the 31st of August. Call 01263 822-347 for tickets.
The Lawn Tennis Association held their Wheelchair Tennis Initiative at Easton Tennis Centre last week to search for the next star of the game. Budding tennis players had a chance to serve, backhand and smash their way through a number of skills and drills to develop their game. Local players have Alfie Hewitt as a huge inspiration, with the 24-year-old from Cantley coming close to a 6th singles Grand Slam triumph when he reached the Wimbledon final last month. Ruby Bishop, aged 18, from Sproston, has worked her way up to number 4 in the current women's ranking and was on hand to offer advice and share her experience. And she said that the event gives people an opportunity that they wouldn't get at school or elsewhere. Similar events are being held by the LTA at venues around the country, and Eric Kurz, head of the Wheelchair Performance Pathway, said, "The exciting thing about these events is that there are options for everyone to carry on playing and enjoying tennis once they've had a go for the first time. Wheelchair tennis is easily adaptable from the non-wheelchair version of the game, and I would encourage anyone with an interest to give it a go."
A new walking tour of Norwich celebrates the colourful past of the city's pubs. Social enterprise The Shoebox Community Hub is based in Castle Meadow, and its latest tour is the Tavern Trail. It follows the success of its hidden street tours and escape room in the undercroft below its building, with architecture dating from the 15th century. The Tavern Trail is a 2-hour experience which starts at Bishop Bridge on Riverside Road, and a tour guide takes groups of up to 15 on an historical pub tour of Norwich. The route is 1.3 miles and is fully wheelchair accessible and is for over 18s only. Lisa Willett, Customer Experience Manager, says it ends at the Murderers on Timber Hill with a question and answer, and a half a pint of local Murderers ale or soft drink is included in the ticket price. Tickets cost £15, and this will help community activities and projects at the hub. Asked if the legend is true that Norwich once had a pub for every day of the year, Lisa replied, "Absolutely not. I have a map of licensed premises in the late 1800s, which shows 622 of them." Book by calling 01603 850 309 or visit the Shoebox Community Hub, which shows upcoming dates and times.
A former cocktail bar in the Norwich Golden Triangle, which closed last year, will soon reopen as its new owners hope to return the building to its pub roots. The Warwick Street Social in Warwick Street has sat empty since the announcement of its temporary closure back in August 2021 due to troubling times brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. But the new owners, Nick and Bryony Diath, are now set to return an old favourite to the city as they plan to reopen the business as a straightforward pub under its new name, the Warwick Arms. The couple, who also own the Red Lion in Bishopgate and the Unthank Arms, are working with the leaseholders to get it reopened as soon as possible.
And a Norwich pub is holding its first summer festival later this month, with street food and beer giveaways planned. The Eagle in Newmarket Road will host Nest Fest on Saturday, August the 27th. Held over the bank holiday weekend, the family-friendly event, which runs from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m, will bring local artists and makers to the watering hole with stalls to showcase their wares. Organiser Jill Dax said, "We wanted to do something fun and different, as we have the space for it in our garden. We hope to bring local artists and makers together, and we will be serving street food like dirty hot dogs and mac and cheese."
Norwich City will face Premier League outfit AFC Bournemouth in the second round of the Carabao Cup. The tie will take place the week commencing 22nd of August, in between Norwich's fixtures against Millwall and an away trip to Sunderland. City progressed to the second round of the competition following a 4-2 penalty shootout victory over fellow Championship side Birmingham. Dean Smith made 10 changes to his side and saw the game conclude 2-2, despite Norwich racing to a 2-0 advantage just before the interval, courtesy of goals from Daniel Sinani and Jacob Sorensen. The draw took place on the evening of Wednesday the 10th of August, with Mark Chapman hosting the draw and former striker Clinton Morrison and ex-Sunderland man Michael Gray selecting the ties. Norwich last met Bournemouth at this stage of the competition last season, with Norwich recording a thumping 6-0 victory over the Cherries. Christos Tsoulis and Josh Sargent both netted a brace in that fixture, and Kenny McLean and Lucas Rupp also got their names onto the score sheet. The teams have now swapped places, with Scott Parker's side gaining automatic promotion from the Championship last season, while Norwich suffered a disappointing relegation from the top flight. Bournemouth started their season with an impressive 2-0 victory over Aston Villa last weekend, and Norwich's only defeat to the Cherries in the competition arrived in 2018, when they were defeated 2-1 on the south coast.